We have a lot of detail and a lot of information to bring you this morning, so we need to walk through this quite slowly. Our investigations team has secured access to official documents. An independent review report has concluded that the PSNI in Northern Ireland allowed Dunmurry Manor Care Home to investigate themselves. As incredible as that might sound, the Nolan Show has seen this documentation from an official report showing that this happened. With many stories to bring you today, here's the first. A member of staff reported an allegation to police that elderly residents were being locked inside their rooms throughout the night. The police recorded a crime number and then they did not gather the evidence themselves. Now, the police will tell you this morning that this is normal protocol, and that in itself is a significant story. The police are called and they don't gather the evidence, and then an official report shows that it was the suspect who investigate themselves. And there's a lot more to come this morning, by the way. Let's speak to Superintendent Ryan Henderson. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. So, I think if we do this really slowly for all our benefits, okay? So, there are people concerned, families are concerned within Dunmurry Care Home, and that elderly residents, a member of staff is locking them inside their rooms. And a report is made to the police about this. A crime number is recorded. And yet you don't investigate. You allow somebody else to investigate it. Why?
Stephen, to start by saying, you know, you could not read the commissioner's report and find it harrowing. It's really difficult reading for anybody involved with it. So I understand why there have been so many questions this week, and I'll answer those that you have for the police in relation to it. I think it's probably important at the start of this, if you can give me a minute or so to tell you how we work with other partners to keep the most vulnerable adults safe in society, how we deal with reports of the type that you've just mentioned, because I mean, it's about protecting the most vulnerable people out there, so it's something that, you know, we take really seriously, but I think it's important just to try and give you a sense of how that works, if that's okay. So, Stephen, we, for a number of years within Northern Ireland, we work within what's called a joint protocol arrangement. That's because there are certain people within society who are more vulnerable to abuse and harm than others, and the residents in Dunmurry Nursing Home are a good example of that, people who in some cases can't protect themselves. And these joint arrangements recognise that actually trying to understand what's happened, how someone's become subject of harm, has to be done together in partnership with health professionals and ourselves. And the joint protocols, a framework that's been about in, since about 2003 and has been sort of looked at over time and changed as we understand more and we develop those partnerships to try and deal with cases such as that was reported to us. In practical terms, what does that mean? If an incident occurs involving harm to someone who's considered vulnerable, then the assessment is done at the initial stage as to whether or not a crime may have occurred. And if indeed it's clear at the start the crime has happened.
Who does the assessment as to whether a crime has occurred?
Well, in the initial stages, the report will come through to what's called a central referral unit. And the people working within that who are police officers, and they are trained alongside actually social service colleagues, social workers, in joint protocol investigation and joint protocol working, will make an assessment as to what we know at that point.
Okay, so in this case, someone is so concerned that it is reported to the police, and a crime number is documented. A staff member was so concerned. I think that's crucial here. A staff member within that home was so concerned that this ended up at your door.
Did you
take any witness statements whatsoever about this allegation?
Stephen, if I finish the point I was making around what happens when we get a report, and then I'll go into what happened with this report, and then hopefully that'll make sense as to why things happen as they did happen. So, if it's clear at the offset that a crime has occurred, then the PSNI will take the lead in the investigation. Sometimes we do that jointly with social services colleagues. If it's not clear at the start what has happened, if a crime has occurred, and it's important to understand the PSNI's role is about detecting crime that has happened. So things may happen in a care environment where somebody comes to harm, of course, and that might be a breach of policy, or it may be that the care plan hasn't been followed. Not necessarily mean it's a crime. Our role is about identifying if a crime has occurred. So in the initial stages, if it's not clear what has happened, the joint protocol sets...
But that's not quite true, Ryan. So your role is not identifying if a crime has occurred. That's the role of the courts. So, and I think this is very important. Your role is to gather evidence.
Well, our role is, and the court's role is about a finding of guilt or not in
Correct.
Relation to it. And ours is about making an assessment of whether a crime has occurred or not, or whether it meets a criminal threshold. And Stephen, just to go back to the point I was making in this case, where it's not clear at the start what actually has happened or whether a crime has occurred, the joint protocol is very clear that actually the best people in some circumstances, and not in all, but in some circumstances, and we get probably about 5,000 referrals per year in relation to child and adult safeguarding matters. In some cases, the most appropriate people to make initial assessment of actually of what has happened are healthcare professionals who are well trained in that work, so they can assess whether care is appropriate, and they can put, and this is really important as well, they can put in place what's called safeguarding measures to stop the harm that has happened happening again.
Okay,
I've
listened to that, and that's all fair enough. So let's address today's story. A member of staff is so concerned about what is happening within Dunmurry Care Home that a report is made to the police.
Stephen, yes.
Did any officer within the PSNI investigate this case, gather evidence?
On the 7th of September, Stephen, we received a call from someone in a management role within Dunmurry Manor Nursing Home. And that caller said to us that they had carried out an internal investigation into an allegation made by a colleague against another colleague that residents had been kept locked in their room at night, and they had been told, this person had been told, they should let us know about that, that their investigation was ongoing. And that also they had taken, I've used the word safeguarding again, measures to stop anything like that happening again.
And presumably you didn't believe them. So presumably, because it's your role to gather evidence and not believe them or disbelieve them, so presumably you gathered evidence yourselves.
So at that stage then, Stephen, in line with the joint protocol, what actually should happen is that if there is a safeguarding incident within a care facility like Dunmurry Manor, the first protocol for the management is to report that safeguarding incident through to the adult safeguarding team within the appropriate trust. On this occasion, the person hadn't actually done that, and they'd said, sorry, we're new to the role. So we had said, look, your first protocol, in line with your protocol, is to report that to the adult safeguarding team.
My goodness, Ryan, these are all, you know, what are we now? 9 minutes into this?
Yeah.
Could you just answer the question, please? And then, of course, you can talk around it. But just so that the public know,
Stephen,
an allegation was made to the police. Did you gather any evidence whatsoever?
Stephen, I was about to get to the point then of what happened next, and then that will give you your.
Well, it could be a simple yes or no, and then you can talk around it. Did the police gather any evidence whatsoever after a member of staff was concerned about the safety of this elderly resident?
And they were concerned about the safety. So, in the initial stage, the report is made to social services in line with the protocol, to assess in terms of the safeguarding and what had been happening there, to get their professional view. Their trained view, we train jointly together under the joint protocol, trained by, in fact, our own crime trainers, to make some sort of assessment of that. And if they find anything within that that there's a criminal concern to them, then they are compelled to, they report that through to us. And subsequently,
they
that happened.
It
was reported through by the home in the right way to the Gateway Trust, who then spoke with us. Part of the protocol is there's a joint conversation as to, you know, what has happened and what are the next steps. And the trust informed us that they had conducted an investigation into it, and that there were no criminal concerns. There was no criminal evidence of any.
The trust.
The criminal.
The trust.
Yeah, the trust, who are trained health professionals and partners, and in line with the established protocols that have been in place since 2003, took the initial view, went to see what had happened, and they put in
place
guarding measures.
No problem, Ryan.
And then informed us that,
no problem,
that was the case.
Okay. Superintendent Ryan Henderson, did the police gather any evidence in this case?
So because of the...
Yes or no, sir? No, I've been very patient. Did the police gather any evidence whatsoever in this case?
There was no police investigation into this case because, having had the assessment of our partners, our colleagues within social work, who conducted a robust investigation into it, they said there was nothing of a criminal nature within it. And
really?
That's entirely in line with the joint protocol.
But of course,
so
it wasn't the trust.
No further.
It wasn't the trust that did the investigation. It was Dunmurry Manor Care Home, according to the documentation I have, who investigated themselves.
Well, Stephen, as I've been very clear, I hope, from our records of the incident in 2016, that the trust informed us that they had investigated the matter and that there was nothing of criminal concern to them.
Oh, so they're police officers now. So they decide whether there's anything of criminal concern, not the police. And by the way, you know, this is the problem with you outsourcing now police investigations. The official documentation I have is showing that you allowed Dunmurry Manor Care Home to investigate themselves. We put this, and this is why this story is so important this morning, and you have filled, sir, the first 11 minutes with all language around protocols, and fair enough, but here's the score. We went to the South Eastern Trust and we gave them an opportunity over the last 3 days to deny that they allowed and you allowed Dunmurry Manor Care Home to investigate themselves. No denial. They will put nothing in writing. We went to Runwood and we said, we have evidence that you were allowed to investigate yourselves. No denial. And the police service in Northern Ireland, who have a duty of care to any member of the public making an allegation, you don't know what happened.
Stephen, I can't answer for the trust of the other bodies that you've mentioned in terms of their whether they're coming on your show or discussing it with you. But I think I've outlined, I hope, clearly the reason why the South Eastern Trust, the Social Care Trust, looked at this matter initially, because as healthcare professionals well trained in it, they are well positioned to judge whether the treatment of and the care of some... Stephen, I live and breathe this stuff. This is my daily work, trying to protect those that can't protect.
Okay.
It's the most important stuff we do in the PSNI.
Here's your difficulty this morning, Superintendent. You don't know I have this, but I have it. So I have what is called an independent review report in respect of this elderly lady. I'm going to say her name. Her name is Mrs. McCourt. Okay. And this review report was compiled by, and let me tell you who was on the review team, Jenny Fitzsimmons, Southeastern Trust Adult Safeguarding Specialist, Louise McGee, Specialist Nurse in the Adult Protection Team, Emma Nellis, Senior Practitioner in the Adult Protection Team. And here's what I have, because I've listened for the last 15 minutes. Here's what I have. One of their conclusions, I'll read it as follows. The PSNI, on the 8th of September 2016, agreed with Dunmurry Manor that they were satisfied for Dunmurry to investigate the issue internally. In black and white, the police, according to this review report, by the trust who you're putting so much import in this morning, have said you allowed Dunmurry Manor to investigate themselves. What on earth is going on?
Well, Stephen, as you said, it's the first time I have you've mentioned that report to me, so I've not had a chance to see it, or I'm not actually sure what the context of it is.
The context is it is a review report into everything happened to this elderly lady, and the context is that the people who you're saying is a trusted partner, in other words, the Southeastern Trust, their professionals are saying you allowed the suspect to investigate themselves.
Well, Stephen, I have said to you and reiterate that the police did not allow or they hoped to investigate themselves.
So now your trusted partner isn't as trusted anymore.
Well, Stephen, as I said, I'm not going to jump to judgment on something that you presented to me now over the phone. I've said at the very start of this...
And this is important, and then I'll be quiet. Just so that the public know, we have given the police an extensive briefing before coming on air this morning, and we did indicate to you an allegation that you had allowed Dunmurry Manor to investigate themselves, and we did tell you that we had paperwork to support this.
And Stephen, I will say again what I have said, which is we did not allow the Home to investigate themselves.
The South Eastern Trust say you did.
Stephen, I will tell you again what I've said on a number of occasions, and which is that we advised the caller from the home who was ringing to inform us about a safeguarding incident that they were investigating, that their first point of contact was through the adult gate safeway team or gateway team as per their protocol, and that's what they did. We then checked that that had been done and indeed had cut the appropriate conversation with the safeguarding team, who told us that the South Eastern Trust, that is, had conducted an investigation into it and they had no concerns.
Even if it had have been, and the official documentation shows that it didn't happen, but even if it had have been the South Eastern Trust allowed to investigate this, how are you not seeing a major conflict of interest in this? Because if someone is in a home and they are not treated properly, ultimately that could be a sanction against the trust who put that person in the home. So how can you not see, and this didn't happen, by the way, according to this report, but your best case situation is that you're allowing a trust against whom there might be criticism to investigate an allegation of wrongdoing. Why are you so hands-off?
Stephen, we're not hands-off on it. Our job is about around investigating crime. If there is a crime committed against someone within the home, the management of a home, the procedures in a home, safeguarding in a home, the responsibility sits with the trust and then with the RQIA as the regulatory body in relation to that. We are involved if any of that harm becomes criminal. We deal with, alongside our partners, thousands of incidents each year, and there is nothing to suggest that our partners are not doing that in the proper way in line with their training.
So these...
Stephen, if I can just finish, and it's because it's a point I'm passionate about because it's really, really important work, and I don't want the public to go away from this conversation thinking that we take our responsibilities lightly, because we do not. We take them really seriously.
But you don't investigate allegations.
That is not fair.
It is fair. This is why it's fair, because we're going to focus. We're not going to talk about broad protocols here all day, Ryan. You've done it.
Stephen, well, let me just...
There is a specific allegation that elderly people were being locked in a room. When I asked you, did you gather any evidence, your answer is no.
And Stephen, you will also be aware that in another incident that happened within the home that's referred to within the Commissioner's report, where it was clear from the offset that we felt that there were criminal offences, we conducted a thorough investigation alongside colleagues from social services and the Trust, and recommended prosecution for willful neglect.
Correct. I can confirm that.
And I think it's important to show that we do take anything that comes through by way of a safeguarding report concern seriously.
But not everything.
The fact that it was passed to social services in line with established agreed protocols on which we're all trained, and this isn't just the South Eastern Trust, this is every trust, working with healthcare professionals. And Stephen, I think it's important to say the Commissioner report published their very serious, thoughtful report last week. And we're all digesting that.
Sure.
I'm going to get on to that. I'm just telling you about the process in 2016 dealing with a single incident.
Sure. So you're trusting...
Not knowing what we now know.
Not knowing what we now know.
Not knowing the commissioner's concerns.
But this isn't about the commissioner's concerns.
Well, that is very much what the here and now is about, is trying to, and what we are doing now. So you know the focus of this report is not the PSNI. You'll know that. You've read it in depth like I have.
I have.
The focus is about the standard of care in that home.
The focus of some of my investigation is the PSNI, and I'll get this is just part of it.
Stephen, I am saying to you that for the here and now, the focus for us is the PSNI, and we are absorbing what's in that report. We're meeting with the commissioner in the coming days to see what happens next and whether there are crimes that need to be investigated.
Okay, so let's come back to this lady, Mrs. McCourt, because she was entitled to as much protection from you and all of these other agencies as anybody else. So let's come back to this specific incident. And there is an allegation that she is being locked inappropriately in her room. Now, it ended up, by the way, being concluded that that was not the case. Okay, and we'll get into that later. But what we're talking about here is process. So an allegation is made to the police, and you then know that there is a member of staff. So not some random member of the public, a member of staff is reporting this to you. What was the design of the lock?
I don't know what the design of the lock was, Steve.
Why not?
Because, as I've said to you, the police's involvement...
You didn't investigate.
Stephen, the police's involvement would be if a crime had occurred or a crime... was.
How do you know if a crime had been occurred?
Because, Stephen, and I'm going over things that I've already said.
You allowed someone else to investigate.
We absolutely appropriately, the joint protocol arrangements and any review you read in relation to the development of adult safeguarding work in Northern Ireland recognises that vulnerable adults, people who can't protect themselves, people who can't advocate or speak for themselves, sometimes the best people to understand whether their care has been right or not, whether the harm that they have befallen is someone's responsibility.
Could the lock be...
Stephen, just give me a second to finish.
You've said all of this.
Yeah, I have said it, and I think it's appropriate. That's the reason why I don't know what the lock was, South Eastern Trust conducted a safeguarding investigation. They were satisfied that there was no criminal issues. That's not to say there weren't issues. That's not to say there wasn't harm. So absolutely appropriate.
And who has
taken the safeguard?
Okay, who has oversight over the South Eastern Trust?
Well, the trusts have oversight both from the RQIA and indeed their own.
No, I'm talking about who investigates. Do the police never investigate a corporate body anymore? They just take what a public body says to them. This is it.
Well,
You just accept what they say?
Stephen, I know we can join things together, but let's be very clear. Our own police to investigate crime. If somebody was reporting a crime against the Social Care Trust, then of course we would act. That isn't the case in this case. We have had established relationships with trained social work practitioners who trained alongside ourselves to work under the well-understood across Northern Ireland arrangements for joint protocol investigations of vulnerable adults.
Okay, the locking mechanism that was on the door, could it be opened from the inside?
Stephen, I don't know the answer to that question because...
There's the point.
As you well know, Stephen, from our discussion and conversation, work of the South Eastern Trust reassured us in their investigation that there was no criminal matters. And that's not to say...
So you didn't investigate
Stephen, we said that from the start. The PSNI didn't start the criminal investigation. And at the heart of this story,
Superintendent, at the very heart of this story is a report. This is the top line to this story, that the South Eastern Trust are saying in this independent review report, okay, and I've listed to you the South Eastern personnel who were on it, they said it wasn't, because this is a sideshow. The whole issue over the trust investigating this is a sideshow, because what this official report is saying is that the home investigated themselves.
Stephen, the South Eastern Trust carried out a safeguarding review and investigation into this matter. And that's what we have.
How concerned would you be if Dunmurry Manor Care Home investigated themselves?
Well, I'm sure the home, as would be right, conducted their own review of practices, as you expect any.
No, and you know that's not what we're saying. Okay, hold on. No, this is too important for this. So I'll read this to you again. An official independent review report. The PSNI, on the 8th of September 2016, agreed with Dunmurry Manor that they were satisfied for Dunmurry to investigate the issue internally. Now, that is in an official report. How concerned are you about that?
Well, Stephen, I've not seen that report, as you know, and of course I'd welcome the chance to look at it and to understand the more about it, hear more about it. As I've said to you, from our records, the home did not conduct the safeguarding investigation themselves.
And from the records I have, they did. And they don't deny it. And the South Eastern Trust, all of a sudden, silent.
Well, that's a different matter.
It's not a different matter.
Not one for me to comment on in terms of what others have said in relation to...
You're vouching for the Trust all morning.
Well, I'm vouching for the joint protocol arrangements, which deal with matters of safeguarding adults and children every day.
Okay, all right.
And I know from my daily lived experience of this that those arrangements work well, and the people working within it are people who are well trained and well intended and well driven for the work that they do.
Just two more minutes. If we move on to the other stuff, because I could have you here all day, to be honest. The Nolan Show has seen evidence. This lady, Mrs. McCourt. So the Nolan Show has seen evidence that Dunmurry Manor Care Home, this is the one person who found Mrs. McCourt on the ground, okay, having fallen out of bed. And there are three different statements given from the same person as to how they found Mrs. McCourt. One, found lying on her bedroom floor face down. Two, lying on her front with her head to the side. So it's no longer facing down, it's now to the side. Three, lying in the floor at the side of her bed with no position recorded. It has been established by all of the independent reviews that this information was inaccurate, misleading. Should the police be involved in a situation where people are writing down inaccurate information on official care reports? Would that be something that would take your interest?
Stephen,
or would you leave that to the South Eastern Trust?
No, I mean, I have said to you that we are now going to go through the process, working with the Commissioner and others, to establish the Commissioner has reported and taken evidence. Is there anything within that is tantamount to a criminal offence? That's kind of going to be our role now. And that could include reviewing if there's new information around investigations that previously have been reported to us or new information that comes to light. And I'm quite sure, actually, that when people have read the report and we've heard people this week, that there will be new reports and we'd welcome those coming in.
The McCourt family say that the police, that they had a number of concerns about their grandmother, and the police refused to even take a statement.
Well, Stephen, I'd be very happy to pick up on that, hear more about that from the McCourt family. I know they were in contact again with the police in 2017. And again, as part of the joint protocol working, we liaised with social services who are QIA and
they said they weren't going. I was in their house last night until 11:30.
Yeah.
So they say they weren't going just to the trust. They said they went to the police as an honourable citizen is asked to do, and that you refused to take a statement. You said there's nothing here. How do you know there's nothing there if you don't take a statement?
Well, Stephen, I don't want to go over the ground that we've covered already, which is around how these joint protocol safeguarding investigations are taken forward. We have covered that, but certainly if there is new information and new evidence that reveals criminal activity, you've mentioned if people were...
But why would you not allow... Why would if a member of the public comes to you, as the McCourt family did, And they said, look, please, would you listen to us? Why did you not take a statement?
Stephen, without having the details of the that particular meeting with the McCord family, I'm not really in a position to comment on it because I haven't been involved in that one personally myself, but certainly we'll review that and look into that again to see what the circumstances of that were. If you just let me do that, I will.
Okay, and last thing, there's also evidence here that in care records were filled in which suggested that elderly people were given their medicine at a certain time, and these independent review reports were able to prove that it did not happen. So if someone is actually writing down inaccurate information on care records to show that an elderly vulnerable person has had their medicine at a certain time, and it's just not true. And let me give you an example that's in this report. That they claimed that a lady was given her medicine, and yet the review team was able to show that the doctor had only issued the prescription, only issued the advice, half an hour after they suggested this lady had taken it, and yet they wrote it down inaccurately anyway. Is there anything there for the police to look at? Documents, with health documents, which are not true.
Stephen, I'm meeting with the commissioner in the coming days to go through exactly all of those points to try and establish where there may have been criminal activity. You had a statement, I know, earlier in the week from the Public Prosecution Service saying, of course, they would work with us and to maybe look again at matters or look at new matters, and that's what we'll do. And now is the time to be thoughtful and to think about how we take forward an investigation in terms of any crime.
I know.
Those are exactly the sort of things that we will want to know about.
But it's not just
done as criminal.
It's not just about looking at an older commissioner's report, is it? Because what I've done is I've put on my coat and gone out and spoken to people. I've gone out and as a journalist and gathered evidence from families. So it's not just, Superintendent, about reading this older person's report.
Of course it's not, Stephen.
Have you done it? Have any of your officers gone out and spoken to any of the families who are well publicised?
Stephen, we've already discussed some of the incidents that were reported to us that have featured within the commissioner's report.
I
think it's important to say it again. The now for the PS&I we couldn't not start to proceed without firstly giving the courtesy of talking to the commissioner and understanding what their evidence looks like. You'll know some of it was anonymised, etc. So we need to talk to them in relation to that.
I just want to highlight.
And that then will be the starting point for bringing together the evidence that we need to assess if crime has happened.
Okay.
And that needs to be done thoughtfully because there's nothing to be gained by not doing this in a well structured and well thought. That's what people need from the police to go through this stuff diligently.
Okay, I just want to highlight one other incident to you so that it's on the record that you have been told about it. So I have read, and it is acknowledged by all parties that this happened. So I have read about an elderly man with dementia being manhandled and dragged inside a Dunmurry Manor care home. There is a witness statement to suggest that that man was frightened and fearful. There is an acknowledgement within this official independent review report that it happened. Is that something for you to investigate? Because it's there in black and white. By the way, it was never passed on to the police.
Stephen, absolutely. I mean, there are a number of things, I'm sure, of which that is one. That will be things that we will want to look at and investigate. And if crimes happen, then start from the start. If a crime is clear, crimes happened, it's absolutely our job to do something about it and to investigate it. And we're not sugar from that. And we did that in relation to cases within Dunmurry Manor, the terrible case of Mrs. Bale that we talked about earlier.
Do you think the protocols maybe should be relooked at? of how you of how much trust you put in the authorities in the context of you now know that the authorities are being scrutinised. You well, now know that there are these organisations who you are trusting to work as pseudo police officers. You now know that there are questions over them and what they have and haven't done. So do you think you should relook at the protocols?
This is some of the most important work in society. Look, it's no absolutely clear protecting those who can't protect themselves is so important. And the protocols, and I see it every day, both in child safeguarding, adult safeguarding, the protocols work really well proactively. I see convictions coming out of it, and I see people kept safe. But they're constantly under review. Indeed, the current joint protocol arrangement is under review as we speak. As time passes, we think of ways of doing things better. The Commissioner's report challenges all of those agencies that there are recommendations for. There's no recommendations for the PSNI, but clearly we need to understand what's happened with crime. But it challenges us to come back having assessed the impact of that report for all our joint work. And so absolutely that's going to be an important bit of work, part of this work going forward.
Okay. Superintendent Brian Henderson, thank you very much indeed.